Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. It's St. Patrick's Day, and a pipe and drum band from the Scranton area is grateful to be back on the streets after an accident last year. And Pennsylvania's Attorney General says he'll continue a lawsuit against a music industry giant. It's Tuesday, March 17th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off with an update on a big PennDOT project. The big interstate intersection in Lackawanna County is about to get a huge upgrade. As WVIA's Boris Krauchnyuk reports, drivers will probably face delays and detours.
PennDOT said Monday it's planning a $126 million upgrade of Interstates 81 and 84 around where they meet in Lackawanna County. The work is scheduled to begin next month and should continue over the next 5 years. PennDOT officials said they plan to keep two travel lanes open in each direction as they usually do. But PennDOT construction engineer John Pivovarnik said some entrance or exit ramps will have to close at times. Almost 50,000 vehicles a day travel through there. I'm Boris Krauchnyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Statewide news now. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday said last week he'll continue a lawsuit against a music industry giant. As Tom Reese reports for WVIA, the move breaks with the Trump administration at a time when Democrats say Sunday hasn't challenged the White House enough.
The Federal Department of Justice and dozens of attorneys general sued Live Nation and Ticketmaster over an alleged monopoly involving ticket sales. Live Nation owns Ticketmaster and about 60% of the country's amphitheaters. The Trump administration plans to settle the suit, but Sunday, a Republican, and other AGs plan to continue the case. Sunday says the settlement, quote, falls far short of protecting consumers. Democrats have criticized him for not challenging Trump on other issues, where Governor Josh Shapiro has taken the lead instead. The state Democratic Party says Sunday has, quote, failed to stand up to Washington chaos and protect the state. But Sunday says he will defend against any Trump challenge to state laws regulating artificial intelligence. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall. WVIA News brings you the best information we can find, telling the stories that impact you the most. Head to WVIA.org to read and hear how we report to you.
Welcome back. The unique sounds of bagpipes are hard to miss this time of year with St. Patrick's Day celebrations happening around the region. But the Greater Scranton Black Diamonds Pipe Band had to cancel appearances last year after their bus crashed traveling home from a parade in the Poconos. This year, they're back on the streets. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has more.
The Greater Scranton Black Diamonds Pipe Band is greeted with enthusiasm everywhere they go.
It's the music that would lead the Scots into battle. And if you're in a bar and you hear us come in, you can kind of feel it.
Ask any members of the band why they do it, and they'll give you similar answers.
Just the feel of the bagpipes. They vibrate something in your core.
Especially when the band gets together and you hear, you know, multiple pipes going together.
We're all coming from different backgrounds, but we all have a common love for the music. I can't imagine not being part of the group.
The camaraderie in the band is terrific.
Bill Heatherson is the band's business manager.
You know, the people have come and gone over the years, but the band itself and the culture and everything kind of stayed the same.
He's been part of the Black Diamonds for almost as long as it's been around. 30 years. Mark Jenkins started playing the pipes about 20 years ago.
One of the few things in my life I really stuck with.
In 2025, as the band was traveling home from Milford's St. Patrick's Day Parade, their bus lost control.
We're going around the curve at such a high speed, we went right over the embankment, hit a drainage ditch, went airborne, and landed it on the back of a parked tractor-trailer. And we're at about a 45-degree angle, and the front axles were ripped off, and the driver was wedged in behind a steering wheel. It could have been very horrific.
They canceled appearances for the rest of the season and took a break from weekly rehearsals. Here's the band's lead drummer, Andrea Leshock.
It really knocked the band down for several months. It really just kind of, you know, pushed us back a little bit, and we had to really take some time to just heal from that.
Cheryl Kaiser had the most severe injuries of the group.
I was in the hospital for a week. Two of those days were in ICU, but I'm back now. I decided the best thing was to just get back with my friends and get back on the street and have fun doing it, because that's what we do in March.
The band was back on the streets this year, marching in parades in Pittston, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre. They'll travel to Pike County again for the Milford St. Patrick's Day Parade, March 21st. Here's pipe major Jimmy Lasavich.
We're still not quite back to full strength, but I think our resolve and our mental capacities are even stronger than they were before. I think it kind of solidified the group as a core, something that we didn't want to happen, but could certainly have some positive outcomes in the long run as far as, you know, building some brotherhood and some camaraderie.
The Black Diamonds was established in 1995. Keith Baylor joined in 1997, and his 10-year-old daughter, Bridget, is one of the newer members.
It's really fun when, like, we get to do parades and stuff, because, like, all of our friends and family get to be there sometimes.
The band offers free lessons weekly. Matthew O'Boyle picked up the pipes just a few years ago. He says he caught on quickly.
It makes me feel, you know, just really good being able to play for people.
I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
All right, one last thing for you today. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Some of the most fascinating people from the time of the American Revolution never saw battle, such is the case with a 16-year-old Quaker girl named Sally Wister. In 1777, the British Army began to occupy the countryside around Philadelphia, where Sally Wister lived with her family. She started keeping a journal, written over a 9-month period and addressed to her best friend, Debbie. Sally documented what historians call an unusual side of war, fascination and anxiety over what would happen next, flirtations with officers, a rare glimpse into life on the home front during that time from a teenage girl point of view. You can read it for yourself. Sally Wister's journal was eventually published. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day to anyone celebrating. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.